Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Once again, as we did with our children just a minute ago, I invite you to just kind of look around and drink it in. Let this extraordinary burst of color and the aroma of beauty fill your heart with celebration. Let the soaring hymns of Christ arisen lift your spirits to heights of great joy this day, for this is the day that the church lives for. It is the most important of days when we celebrate with this joyful abandon what it means for us to truly belong to God. Here again, those most famous words of Scripture: for God so loved the world, He so loves you, that He has given His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Without Jesus Christ, there is only death, certain, inevitable, eternal death. Apart from Christ, you die. But as a part of Christ, you live. And on that first Easter morning, the women went faithfully, sorrowfully to the tomb, expecting to find only one thing, expecting to find death. But to their incredible shock and astonishment, they were instead met with words of one who had come from the very kingdom of God, one whose appearance was as lightning. And instead of death, they were met with news of new life. You seek Jesus who was crucified, this strange being said to them. He is not here, for He is risen, as He said. And a few minutes later, running to share this news with others, the women were met by the one, the very one who brings new life. Jesus Himself, risen from the dead, once and for all, stood before them. And Scripture records that they clung to Him with inexpressible joy. Well, of course they did. And I surely hope we would too. Jesus standing before you, greeting you this day by name, would we not cling to the one who has delivered us from our sin, our guilt, our self-appointed death? Indeed they did. Where once there was only death, now there was suddenly, say it with me, new life. Let's try that again. Where once there was only death, now there was suddenly
new life.
And let's be Baptist: where once there was only death, now there is
new life.
New life. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. New life. What a joy, truly. What a laugh out loud joy this day is in the life of the church, because we have walked together with our Lord into the upper room. We have seen Him pour His very self out for His disciples and for us on the cross. We have stood vigil with Him through those long hours in the tomb. And we gather today to celebrate new life. Amen. And on this particular Easter morning, we can also celebrate a remarkable anniversary, the anniversary of the new earthly life that came to one of our Trinity family a year ago. And he has graciously allowed me to share his incredible story with you. I believe it will be a blessing. Indeed, I hope so. Frank Sturban had known for a long time that heart trouble would likely catch up with him. Scarlet fever as a child had weakened the valves of his heart. And finally, in 2000, open heart surgery to replace a valve revealed that a new heart would be needed someday. Well, in July of 2015, someday was drawing nearer. Another open heart surgery was required, this time to insert pumps that actually required an external battery pack for them to function and for him to continue to live. And with such extraordinary measures, doctors began to look ahead toward transplant. Frank was on the list. In mid-February of 2016, sudden unbearable back spasms revealed how truly sick this man was. And with help from his family and little recollection of it all, he was rushed to a hospital, medicated, released, only to return almost immediately. And 2 days later, his heart stopped. He was revived, but now he needed an external pump just to keep his heart operating. And so extreme were these measures that Frank was kept in a medically induced coma for about 4 weeks. And even with such extraordinary care, other organs, his kidney, his liver, began shutting down. A heart became available, but doctors assigned it to someone else, someone with a greater chance of survival. Now, reflecting on those critical weeks, remembering, of course, that Frank was in a coma, he describes two experiences in which he had glimpses into life beyond this one. Others have had similar stories to tell, each account a little different, each one in some ways unique. In the second, he vividly recalls these clear words: "I have heard the prayers of my people." Now, we'll reflect on just that phrase in another sermon on another day, so stick around. But soon after that, the other organs began to recover. He came out of the coma and started to regain his strength. And other emergencies occurred, and those, I'm afraid, are just too complicated to describe here. But suffice it to say that Frank was, by the miraculous hand of God, a heart candidate again. And it was on Sunday, March 27th, 2016, Easter Sunday, that Frank and Mary heard those words of new life, we have a heart for you. Gary Lepore, a longtime friend of Frank and fellow Trinity member, told me that news. I could tell you exactly where we stood just before worship that Easter morning. And a few minutes later, we here in this place were all singing, "Jesus Christ is risen today." And Frank was being prepped for life-sustaining surgery. About a week later, he was home eating supper with his family. And this day, a great many lilies on the altar are Frank's gift of thanksgiving for that new life. And if this account causes you to marvel at the wonder, the glorious miracle of this gift of new life, and I surely hope that it does, then look again at the empty cross. Take in the beauty, breathe in the aroma of these spectacular colors. Be reminded and uplifted again that this day, which we celebrate together every year, is the anniversary of your new life. So happy anniversary! New life has come to all of us whose faith is in the victorious, risen life of Jesus Christ. New life revives your soul, once darkened by sin and death, now restored by God's infinite grace, love, and mercy. New life offers hope instead of despair, peace instead of fear. And this new life in Christ will never fade or fail. Frank knows, perhaps better than most, that even a new heart will one day stop beating. But new life in Christ will prevail. This is a gift that will continue giving unto eternity. And through Christ, we will not just glimpse into the life that is beyond this one. We will be welcomed by the open arms of our loving Savior into the truest glory, the greatest beauty, the very eternal kingdom of God. And here, in this beautiful place, in this moment of jubilant worship and praise, we see and drink in the tiniest glimpse of what is to come. And even the utterly astonishing marvel of a newly beating heart in one who was actually dead is but a glimpse into the miraculous transformation that is to come in our new life in Christ. And yet, even as we must still wait for that greatest of all transforming miracles to occur, when Christ does finally return in glory, let our worship and celebration today be unbounded. For we know that our Redeemer lives. He lives to bless us with the riches of faith in Him, even in the midst of a world full of doubt. He lives to fulfill the promise of His presence among us through every joy and trial of this life. He lives to comfort us when we must grieve and mourn for those whom we have loved and lost. When we experience the sorrow that is as yet a part of this broken world. He lives to embrace us with the grace and mercy of his forgiveness, to bring us body and blood and bread and wine as a foretaste of this great heavenly feast to come. He lives. And because he lived and died and rose victorious again, you have new life in Jesus. And as we will soon sing, oh, what sweet joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen.